This week, we're sitting down with the candidates vying to become Idaho's next governor. Today, we hear from GOP hopeful Tommy Ahlquist. He's a developer and former emergency room doctor. Ahlquist sits on several boards, including at Boise State, the United Way of Treasure Valley, and the American Heart Association. He's married with four children. Samantha Wright sat down with Ahlquist and asked him, as governor, what would he do to provide health insurance coverage to the estimated 62,000 Idahoans who don't qualify for Medicaid or Affordable Care Act subsidies?
Let's fix the gap, right? And so I think the way you do that is, one, we have to reform Medicaid. It's been done in other states where you actually put in personal accountability, stretch those dollars farther, and be very cognizant. That is something that government controls. We need Medicaid. It is the bottom of the safety net. Because healthcare is now a disaster, we're saying, hey, the only option is to have the government supply Medicaid to everyone. That's just not right. What we need to do is protect Medicaid for who it was intended for, reform it with personal accountability, stretch those dollars farther. Second thing we need is, we do need insurance reform, but we need real insurance reform, not what's happening now. No political stunts. Let's actually get in, work with our insurance companies. Let's have products and flexibility. Let's have more accountability there too with patients, and let us make choices. Third, we already have a system where we pay for high-risk patients. And if you look at the data, the sick patients consume most of the dollars. Why don't we then make sure those patients have a medical home? We make sure that they're taken care of so they don't wind up back in an ER, back in an ICU, back having complications. And then lastly, on healthcare, and I believe this is the most important factor, I'm a big free market guy. And it is not right that you don't know the difference in cost between one facility and another, when it may be 10 or 15 times as much to go here as it is there. We will develop a tool for all Idahoans where they will be able to put in their zip code and they will be able to know how to go get care for a cost. And if we do that, you'll watch the free market take care of a lot of this.
Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How would you tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years?
We need a little more clarity between the State Board of Education and the Department of Education. What's the strategy and implementation of these programs? We need to make sure we get as much money to our teachers as we can. Then we have absolutely over-regulated and mandated. All these teachers are fatigued with what's going on in their profession. I think we need to work with our teachers, get as much money to them, get clarity on what we expect, but then get out of the way and let them teach. The next thing, that getting to the heart of the answer of your question, is we need vocational training in our high schools, period. That's not just 2 and 4-year degrees. It absolutely is 2 and 4-year degrees. Wouldn't it be great if our universities were laser focused on connecting Idaho kids to Idaho companies and saying, how quickly can we get you trained in a 2 or 4-year degree for that job? But it's also the trades and technical skills. You go down the street to the high school and you look at the dropout rate that you brought up, there are the kids. The way we connect them is through vocational training, and it's been done. There are amazing examples in the state where it's worked through grassroots efforts, where they've connected companies to kids in the state, and we just need to scale that around the state, and it will solve some of our biggest problems.
Idaho has a rich Western heritage. It's treasured in its rural areas, but the urban centers are growing very quickly. What would you do to preserve Idaho's traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country?
It is a tale of two states. You've got the great state of Ada. There's 200 incorporated cities in Idaho. And you get past that first 10 cities, it's rural. But a lot of our policies and funding formulas that we send out across the state are so urban center-centric in the way they're delivered that we forget that it doesn't work in rural Idaho, and we're rural. We have got to flip that and say, does this work in rural Idaho? And then it's going to work here. We've got that paradigm exactly opposite than what it needs to be. I think we need to look at our funding formulas. I think we need to look at our tax policy, investment, and infrastructure. I think we need smart growth in our urban areas to make sure that we're doing it correctly.
Tommy Ahlquist is seeking the Republican nomination for governor.